Hello and welcome back, girl bosses, to our weekly podcast, Do You Dare? This is Sandra Davis coming from Girl Boss Networking headquarters, and I want to welcome you back. We are going to talk about a topic today that is going to bring us into the new year of 2019. Do you dare, girl boss, to be motivated? If you've joined us over the last couple of weeks, we've had different topics about motivation through categories. The first week, we talked about motivating yourself through your schedule. The next week, we talked about motivating yourself through self-care. And this week, we ask, do you dare, girl boss, to be motivated by reorganizing and putting yourself together a great space? So stay tuned. First, we'd like to announce and welcome our first sponsor, and thank you very much. So please stay tuned. See you soon. Thank you to our sponsor today. Her name is Tara Thomas of J. Elizabeth Boutique. Yep, you're not going to want to miss it. Check out J. Elizabeth Boutique and type in Tara Thomas as your consultant. When you want to look and go and buy a super cute t-shirt with a different slogan or logo or quote of the day, you can wear something new every day with their cute accessories. They have a boho style you're not going to want to miss. Check it out. Tara, thank you so much for being our sponsor today of Do You Dare, Girl Boss. Tara is a member of Girl Boss Networking. She's very active in our group. You're going to want to check it out. She wears some of the cutest items from J. Elizabeth Boutique. Please go to her Facebook page or her website. Don't forget, type in Tara Thomas as your consultant. And have a great day. Thank you so much. Welcome back, girl bosses, and here we are going to talk about how you can keep yourself motivated through your space. Make your atmosphere a place of success. So first, we're going to start with a few words that we know already rhyme with the word motivate. The first one is formulate. What we mean by that is we want you to organize and formulate a system for your space. Create patterns and develop an area that flows with your work processes. If you have a stacked up office and stacked up desk, no bueno, no good. Take the time to reorganize and formulate an area that keeps you motivated to get back to your tasks at hand. It's too many times we have too much stuff stacked up, piled up, that we can't see through the stack to get to the goals, to get through the work that we want to accomplish. So here's one of my tips that I do. I'm a minimalist. Become a minimalist and consistently formulate a pattern that serves you. So get rid of all the junk, get rid of all the clutter. And I don't know why it is, but things just seem to come to me and then they start stacking up. And then I'm looking at a pile. Well, I try to weekly, you know, purge my area because things just seem to constantly, you know, pile up. It's really strange. I know for one, my mailbox, it's full of stuff. I only check my mailbox every once in a while because it's all the way up the street. It doesn't serve me well. It doesn't come to my door. I know that sounds lazy, but it gets stacked up. It's inconvenient. And all that I have in there is a bunch of junk. And it's terrible. I feel really bad because I go straight to the mailbox and then I go straight to the recycle bin. And it just seems like such a waste to me, but it is what it is. I get most of everything sent to me electronically. That is important. A few things I do have to weed through, but believe me, that's part of the stack up. So I formulated a system to go straight from the mailbox to the recycle bin. And, you know, I get rid of the clutter along the way. And to tell you the truth, it opens up and welcomes more progress into my life when I throw out the junk and I don't allow things to constantly clutter up. I had someone visit my home recently and she's like, "Where's your stuff?" You know, it's like I just keep things at a minimal. I keep it clean and at a minimal. And that's just my lifestyle. That's the way I love to live because it serves me the best. So, with that being said, it also motivates me. When I walk into a room and it's clean, straight, and organized, and it looks like a model home, then I'm happy and it really actually serves me best. So I have formulated this this way of living. And I like to suggest to you to try to do the same thing. It's just a great way to live, be minimal, and live your life of abundance in other areas. So, you know, my life of abundance comes with taking vacations and trips and things like that. I don't need a lot of junk and I don't need a lot of pile up. So anyway, it always motivates me and it actually makes me feel like I'm a better person because I have taken the time to give my space what I need out of it. Now, with that being said, adding back things in after it's clean and organized, the word to motivate is decorate. Yep, I sure do. I decorate my space. It helps me in my motivational journey to decorate the space that works for me, that is pleasing to my eye. So one of the best ways I get motivated is once I've cleaned my space, I've decluttered, I've thrown out the unnecessary BS, and I organize everything. When it is done, I start to decorate it. I decorate it with motivational plaques and things I find to sit around on my shelves and things I can hang on my walls. And I don't spend a lot of money in this area. I actually go to my printer. I print out pictures. I love printing pictures of my Girl Boss events and seeing all the beautiful faces of all the ladies who attend our events, because we always walk away from our events and we have smiles on our faces and we always feel good. And I don't know if it's the same for everybody, but I get a lot of ladies that say, you know what, I had such a great time at the last event that I attended. And I always see that. I love those group photos. And trust me, I have a scrolling thing on my laptop that as soon as it goes into save mode, I'm looking at all of the Girl Bosses continually scrolling picture after picture on my screensaver, and it's really great. So that helps me by decorating and looking at my space. I am constantly reminded of all the positivity that Girl Boss has, and it's really great. So of course, I am motivated by all of the comments that I also read on Facebook, but these visions motivate me more than anything. So with that being said, another visual, and this word is create, and I'm talking about creating a vision board. Yep. We have had several events where we have vision boards created. One of our chapters just had a vision board, event. I plan on having another one. I've done one. This will be 3 years in a row in January that will be booked. And it's just a great time. And it's a great time to get together and share our thoughts, our goals for the coming year. And I invite everyone to come to it. But here's what a vision board is about for me. You know, I hang my vision boards in my favorite space. And I don't care if you hang it in your bathroom. If that's where you can look at it and view it every day, then do so. You just need to kind of focus on your goals by, you know, putting pictures, sayings, words on your vision board and create something that is going to be easy for you to look at and immediately know what your goal and focus is. So, you know, again, you don't have to do it once a year. This year, I think I have a new idea because I enjoy doing it so much and creating these. I'm going to just basically create a small vision board and I'm going to keep it in what I'm going to call my vision board portfolio. And I'm going to do an 8x10 piece of paper and I'm just going to have my little stickers and my things. And each month I'm going to have one and I'm going to do it. It's going to sound a little strange, but yeah, I do it with my teenage daughter. We actually do this with our planners. We use planners that, fill our space just like a vision board. So it's a great way to do it. So, you know, the reason why these vision board ideas were created is because, well, guess what? They work. You know, some of our most successful people in this world use a vision board and have created a vision board for themselves. So I'm going to ask you to try it, whether you come to our vision board events or not. I'm going to ask you to try it. But again, once you do it, you're going to be amazed and you're going to be motivated. So I want you to try that out and see what you think. In the meantime, that's it for now. Thank you very much for tuning in to another week of motivation. We're going to have some great other ones coming up. Next week, we're going to talk about motivation through your tribe. Yep, we're going to do that. Now, I want you to take a good look between here and then about your people, the people that you hang with, okay? So think about it. how you can be motivated with your people, with your tribe. And in the meantime, I look forward to having you visit our Girl Boss Networking of USA Facebook group. If you haven't joined already, please do. We have some things there to keep you engaged and interacted. We want to know more about you. If you are a member, make sure that you are on the members only page. If you would like to be a member, please contact me soon and we can set you up. So anyhow, thank you very much. Hope you continue to visit and come to our Girl Boss events throughout the United States. And we'd love to have you. So thank you again for being here, and we will see you next week. Thank you very much to this week's sponsor, Sue Wentz from Winchester, Virginia. She is a Girl Boss Networking member and she owns Envision It Organized LLC. You're going to want to check her out because she offers home organizing and storage solutions, home office organizing, decluttering services, and if you happen to be moving, she offers moving in and out assistance. So you want to check her out. She does a great job. She is very thorough, and we love you, Sue. Thank you so much for being a Girl Boss, and thank you for being this week's sponsor. And we look forward to seeing you very soon. Everyone, say hello to Sue and check out her Facebook and her website at Envision It Organized. Thank you. Thank you again for joining our podcast. Please look forward to more of our podcasts in the future. If you would like to be a sponsor, please contact Sandra Davis at 703-868-9302 or send me an email at gbnofusa@gmail.com. We would love to have you be a sponsor for our podcast or our newsletter. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we hope you attend as many Girl Boss events as you can. Check out November 30th, Founders Table, and I will see you soon. Have a great day.